The Housing Assistance and Referral Program at Catholic Charities Hawaii serves families with school-age children. Both parents must be U.S. citizens.
We actually pay $564 a month. Here in Hawaii, you're not going to find a four-bedroom for that price.
Pamela Moore, her husband and five children, ages 8 months to 8 years, moved into the Kamehameha 4 public housing project in Kalihi less than 3 weeks ago. The family lived at the Ma'ililand Transitional Homeless Shelter in Waianae, but moved for the children.
They weren't going to school as often as I wanted them to go to school. So now that, you know, we're settled in a place, they can actually go to school more often. And education-wise, I feel that they'll succeed better. Yeah.
To qualify, families must have at least one minor child and earn less than 30% of the area median income, about $30,000 annually for a family of four. Christine Talkington Chun is the Catholic Charities caseworker who will help Moore over the next 6 months.
I just make sure they're stable. So basically they need budgeting. They have to be able to manage their money. And if something does create a barrier for them paying their rent the next month, just keep the communication open with their landlords.
The program helps with the first month's rent or deposit, which is a valuable service for landlords. One staff employment specialist helps clients with work training and placement. Housing placement supervisor Peter Matun says legal help is also available.
We have a lawyer on retention through the Legal Aid Society of Hawaii, which is really important once they move in. So they make sure that they know their rights, but also their responsibilities on how they need to behave and take care of their units.
The Catholic Charities Housing Placement Program receives about $900,000 annually from the State Department of Human Services. Most of that money is used for client rent and deposit expenses. Division Administrator Rona Fukumoto says the goal at the beginning of the year was to help 300 families, and that objective should be met.
We were able to place into housing 278 families. Individuals in these households, 1,169. We've really worked hard to not only be an advocate for the families that we serve, but also the landlords we work with, because it's a partnership.
Meanwhile, 32-year-old Moore is holding her 8-month-old son, Sean, in her lap. She hopes to pursue certification as a nurse's aide, but says clients like her need to meet their caseworkers more than halfway.
You need to do the work and put yourself out there. They can't all do it on their own. You got to let people know you need help, and you need to let the right people know, not the wrong people.
Of all the families placed into housing by Catholic Charities Hawaii this year, 227 have retained housing on a long-term basis. That's an 80% plus success rate. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.